stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
So it's interesting, when you're in charge of a big event, and that event is going to take place over the course of 2 weeks, like the College World Series, there are a lot of people that you need to think about. You got to think about television. You got to think about the fans. You got to think about the players and the coaches and the teams. And it's not easy to put on a two-week-long event where you're dealing with the great variable of weather. Right? I mean, it's hard. I think in a lot of ways, everybody's been, this is, at least for me, I can't remember a College World Series that we went all the way until Thursday without any rain delays. And it's interesting. So right now, we have good weather, you know, a little overcast, 80, 85 degrees. The weather's fine right now. And everyone's ready to play. Louisville's ready to play. TCU's ready to play. But instead of playing that game, we're going to sit around and wait until 7 o'clock, which is right when a row of storms are supposed to hit Omaha, making it really challenging, potentially, to play the game tonight and finish the game tonight. So it's hard because I think you just got to ask yourself what's more important, television or the tournament, the College World, like what's more important? Maintaining this TV time you have at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN or making sure you get the game finished for the betterment of the tournament and what's best for the players, coaches, and their pursuit to win a championship? Because let's be honest, if you don't play that game tonight, now you're having to play a triple header tomorrow. And good luck to Louisville or TCU that are in an, they may have to, what could happen is they got to come tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, play an elimination game. And then if they happen to win that game, they got to turn around and play Oregon State that night. Like, good luck with that situation.
I mean, it's essentially whoever wins, if this hypothetical happens and they have to, if Louisville and TCU have to play tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You're essentially, I know you don't like to say, you don't like to say never say never, but with the way Oregon State's playing, whoever wins that game tomorrow at 10 o'clock,
in a good spot,
you're essentially waving the white flag.
Yeah, right.
Because you're pulling out all the stops at 10 o'clock in the morning in an elimination game to keep your season alive, and then you're turning around and playing a team that's 56-4.
Right. I mean, it's just, so again, like, and the thing that ESPN could probably say, oh, you know, we don't want a blowout format right now. Well, here's the thing is, if with the weather that's coming, you're going to maybe have to blow out format tomorrow. And as we just looked on DirecTVs, right now you have on ESPN, you have NFL Live, you have the Draft Combine on ESPNU, you have the Ryan Russillo Show. And, oh, by the way, you also have ESPN3 as an option.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you can throw it online.
Worst case scenario, it's on the Watch ESPN app. But at least the game gets in.
And this, I just thought of this. If we're talking about blowing format, you just named the shows that are currently airing right now. What would be worse for ESPN? Like, what time of the day would be worse for them to blow format? Would it be the Ryan Russillo Show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right.
Or is it First Take tomorrow,
right,
the show that you constantly promote? Do you want to blow that out?
Yeah, it just seems like, again, it's a lot of, I think the message that's being sent here is television's more important than the tournament itself. And again, we don't know, the storms may dissipate and not hit, and then it's all as well that ends well, but you never know. All right, coming up next, we got Adi Joseph of the USA Today. Covers the NBA. We'll talk a little NBA draft with him when we come back.